Nearly half of Zambia's 12 million people are employed in formal sector with government, NGOs or private employers. Others are in the informal sector. They are self-employed, they have small businesses, or they sell goods along the roadside. For the most part, this group does not have access to funds they need to build up their small or medium-sized enterprises. For this reason, the Zambian government is creating the Rural Finance Program. The Rome-based International Fund for Agriculture Development, or IFAD, is supporting the $18.8 million program. IFAD is a major international funding agent for the Zambian project. Rome-based Jens Sorensen is the country manager for IFAD. He expects the rural finance program to play a major role in financing projects that have not qualified for loans.
What the program is trying to physically achieve is to increase the use of sustainable rural financial services in rural areas. The goal of the program is to improve the livelihoods of about 150,000 rural households, including poor households, small-scale rural entrepreneurs, and salaried workers.
The program is designed to help these groups by establishing community-based financial institutions like credit associations, which will offer loans to rural dwellers. Also involved will be a revitalized National Savings and Credit Bank, NatSave, which has many rural branches. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning will be responsible for overseeing, running and managing the rural finance program. Small-scale businessmen and farmers may apply for loans at rates lower than those offered by commercial banks. But first, they must meet conditions such as providing minimal collateral, for example a piece of farmland or a head of cattle. If they cannot do that, they can also form a cooperative and apply for a loan as a group, sharing the cost. Finance Minister Ngandu Magande says commercial banks have failed to save this group. For this reason, he says it was necessary for government to step in.
The government recognized the provision of financial services to the low-income group in the rural and upper and peri-urban areas as one of the constraints to economic growth and poverty reduction. We therefore intend to encourage these rural finance programs with the aim of enhancing wealth creation and asset accumulation by the low-income group, whether in the rural areas or in the peri-urban areas.
Besides rural producers, peasant farmers, women and small traders, the rural finance program also aims to help other groups. They include salaried workers such as agriculture extension officers, teachers, health and military personnel. Many of them require safe and efficient money transfers and deposit services in rural areas and between cities, small towns and villages. The government says the $18.8 million rural finance program is expected to be part of a long-term commitment to bring financial services to long-depressed rural areas. For VOA Africa, I'm Sunday Chongo Kawange in Lusaka, Zambia.